Welcome back to another great episode of Faith Grind Inspire. Happy New Year. It's your boy, Gene Alert.
And this is Colbert. It's an honor and pleasure to be here. Happy New Year, family. Good to see our faces.
Yes, yes, yes. And we're super excited to be here with December 26er. You guys are like my favorite podcast. You guys got me through the whole COVID pandemic because you guys never stopped. And I love it. You know what I mean? And listen. So I thank you guys. You know, DeMarcus, we used to have our in-person meetings, but we started doing Zoom. I saw DeMarcus trying to teach me how to, barbecue. He was grilling. He became the handyman. Like, yo, so you went to construction mode. Yo, super excited.
I was doing tech support.
Yeah. He was doing tech support because I wasn't used to. Let me tell you something, Delisha. I had, you know, because we had the studio, right? And, you know, we had the partnership with the garden or whatever. We never had to buy equipment. Right. So literally we just walk into the studio, record and leave. Right. And so when we walked into the studio that last day, right, they were like, so because of COVID and because of the lockdown, this is going to be your last episode that you record here. So you're going to have to figure out a way to record your shows now. We're like, for the last 2 years, we're like, wait, what do you mean? Like, what are we going to do now? So then I started panicking a little. And I said, wait a minute. I remember when we recorded at your show, DeMarcus had all this equipment, all this technology. I said, hell no.
Sorry. Listen, so when I came, shameless plug, I was on the Faith Grind Inspire podcast. And when I came to the studio, I was like, oh, okay, this is like, next level. Blows us out of the water, right? You just roll in, mics are set up, everything is straight, you've got your engineer. But listen, the training we have got as a guerrilla show, where we literally used to run and gun it, like rent a room and stick a device in there and record, has come in handy in these past, what, 9 months you've been home?
That's a fact. That's a fact. No. Because I called DeMarcus right away. I said, wait a minute, their audio is always on top, always on point. And at first I said we had enough episodes to last us until like June, right? So from the lockdown, so I wasn't really panicking. But when we got closer to the end, and who called us? Eric Adams, the borough president, called us and said he wants to record at Borough Hall, and that's when panic mode came. And so, because I was like, we're not ready. We don't have no equipment. We don't know how to record outside of the garden. So I called DeMarcus. DeMarcus is a good friend, man. And he emailed me every single piece of equipment that's needed, necessary, and which I purchased. And then he showed me how to use it. It took him like 2-3 hours to do it. So I appreciate the time. And then even when we got to the Borough Hall, it wasn't working because I didn't have the mics turned on. I was like, it's not working. It's not working. And I was like, the levels aren't working. The levels aren't working. And then Kobe said, yo, you got to turn it on. And I was like, oh my God.
Welcome to the stress of recording on the go.
But you saved us, DeMarcus.
Yeah. Remember I called him? Yeah. I called him from Borough Hall.
We family.
And you know, Borough President Eric Adams is also a friend of our show.
Yes.
As well. So, which is what I love about like our community of shows like Al and Black and Highly Dangerous and Faith Grind Inspire, is that we freely share information. So we share guests. If there are people that can be referred, there's no, you know, we all believe in the law of universal supply. Like there's nothing for it or hold. Like we all can be out here winning. So it's exciting. I am. You know what I mean? The Alchemist.
Talk about it. You touched on it. It's about, we're in this, that age where it's about sharing. They speak about this age of Aquarius that just came in like on the 21st. We came from like the age of Pisces, which is why like when the Christianity, they have like the fish. Mm-hmm. We're now going into the age of Aquarius, which is more of an air sign. So it's really about understanding that it's like air. It's an unlimited supply. We're just gonna continue to share the gifts with our loved ones, with our family, and that's how the love goes around. And shout out to Eric Adams, man. He's about to run for mayor.
Yeah, he can.
So it's important that we shed the light onto our family, and then we just share the gifts. It's that time. It's that time. It's more than enough.
Absolutely. So since we're on the subject of pivoting with the show, let's talk about pivoting in general, because this past year has been crazy, right? To say the least. And we came in with all these grandiose plans.
Yeah.
You know, we were supposed to do a live event with your show and all this stuff. We were like, amped, like, this is our year. Continue with philanthropy, grow the show, do this, do that. And then everything changed. And we've gone through a lot of personal change and transition as well that we talk about on the show. But what has pivoting looked like for you guys?
You know, it's funny. It's funny that you want to say something?
No.
It's funny because I remember right in early March, end of February, me and DeMarcus were scouting out locations.
Right.
And we were like, we'll be back over to May. So we'll just have the show in May. And for our anniversary, it'll be cool. Everything's good. Delisha's closing on her house, so we'll give her some time. And, you know, that's it. Yeah,
we sat in his office, and we're like, spitballing ideas. They're like, what if we have a liquor sponsor? We're going, like, back and, like, this is about to be official. We're going to have a camera crew.
Yeah. We went to three locations. Did walkthroughs, and they were like, yeah, we good. Like, and that was it, you know? Pivoting was something well, you said this off mic, DeMarcus. What did you say? I want you to say it before I say it. What happened for me?
This is the first time I saw you take time off. I was like, what is Gene's not working. I'm not seeing any IG stories, no motivation. I'm not seeing, it was complete radio silence. Do you remember when I called you? Like, is everything all right?
Yeah.
Like, are you good?
You were the first person to call me too on that. You know? Because I literally went off of everything. And I have OCD, man, so it was like cleaning the house. I had to take the energy and move it somewhere, right? So I was cleaning the house, organization, like, but it had nothing to do with work and business. You know, it was strictly just personal stuff, you know? And then once I finished everything personal, then it went right into, all right, what's next? So I put this big project, and it was episode, I don't even know what episode it was, but it's called the COVID Grind. And I started renovating like my whole backyard, and I flipped the backyard into this ordinary backyard, into this like beautiful oasis.
An extraordinary backyard.
Thank you. And then from there, that I was like, okay, I'm still not at work. So I said, okay, let me renovate the building. So I started renovating another property. And then from there, I started renovating other people's property because people started seeing the work that I was doing for myself, and they started hiring my contractors.
Right.
So now I'm a GC, unlicensed GC, right? But I started doing work at other people's homes, right? And we pivoted that way, you know? And it was interesting because in the beginning, my whole thing was September was gonna be one of those months that it was gonna change the game, right? Because my school time ended in March, right? My programs. So I thought when I get back to school in October, September, I was going to be in 9 schools, right? Zero, right? So because the schools weren't open. And then, so thank God I've always had 7 streams of income, sort of. Mm-hmm. And basically 2 of them went bye-bye, right? We were supposed to open up Brooklyn Swirl. Brooklyn Swirl just didn't open. On March 12th, we gave the contractor money to do the renovation. Mm-hmm. March 16th, city closes down, you know? And so no renovation could be, you know, and then the buildings department closed down. So there's a lot of things. I told a group on Instagram Live towards the end of the year, and I said, they were like, what's one word to describe 2020 for you? And I said, I'm grateful. Right? I was like, I'm grateful because none of my father had a stroke the Sunday before Thanksgiving. He didn't have feeling in his, he couldn't walk. He couldn't have, he didn't have feeling on his left side at all. And then that was on Sunday. By Thursday, he was walking, you know? And which is like a major blessing, you know? So, and so I'm grateful, you know what I mean? So you lose money, but the biggest thing that you can have is health. Mm-hmm. You know, health, family, you know, your loved ones. And I learned to appreciate that in 2020, you know, because I was so busy ripping and running around. I never really had the chance to, like, you know, they're in front of you, your family's in front of you, but you don't really appreciate, you know what I'm saying? Like, you say it, I mean, at least for me, you say, oh yeah, I love my family, I appreciate them, but do you really see them? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know if I'm describing it right, but the Alchemist can probably describe it way better than I can, but it was just like, I'm always running, you know? And so what 2020 did for me with Pivot was pivot from business to personal to family, you know, and I spent a lot more time with my dad. I never watched so many movies with my father in my life in 39 years. Yeah. I've never spent so much time with my dad, you know, and so it's a blessing. You know, I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
That's yeah, like I was just thinking back on the year, and I haven't even done any kind of Happy New Year poster or anything. But having the same thought of just feeling a lot of gratitude and just the gravity of 2020, and everybody's talking about COVID, but like, I know everyone I know has a connection to a health crisis or a loss that had nothing to do with COVID. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thinking about that and just like making it to this year, and like, you know, the people who beat, be it COVID or other illnesses or traumatic events, like that in and of itself is a blessing. And also reflecting on the phone time I've had with friends this year that would have never happened. If we weren't all locked down, everybody would be on the same, you know, iMessage, text, WhatsApp schedule. Oh, we got to get up. We got to get up. But like really just people are home with no events and, you know, working less or working in a different way and being able to catch up by phone has been amazing, right? To just like talk to friends and connect in a way that that doesn't happen. So that's really what I've had gratitude for. And I've talked about it on the show before, you know, even losing a good friend this year.
Yeah, I know. My condolences.
Yeah, that, thank you. Having that QT, like that quality time with her before would not have happened. There's no way we'd have connected by phone. If this was another year and then she suddenly fell ill, like us having that time before she got the news. So that's where I am. Like, I'm grateful to be here in one piece. I feel like I came into 2020 as a person who lives in gratitude and like sees the silver lining, but it's just magnified even more about what really matters at the end of the day.
That's a fact.
2020 clarity. That's it. I said, coming into it, it's 2020 is about getting 2020 vision. I didn't know how it was going to come. You know, you can't predict that, but it's just really understanding what really matters to you. Like, family is very important. And then just slowing down. You know, I'm already a person that takes that time, you know, to just enjoy the moment. But it was good seeing everybody else get uncomfortable, you know, because it's like, if you're already in that space, you're like, oh, this is home for me. Like, I'm already quarantined.
It was really cool to see Kobe. It was funny because like certain people with this whole quarantine thing and like lockdown, they were like, okay, that's fine. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like my dad, Kobe, it's so funny because Kobe showed me how to play this game that I've never even played before in my life. What's it called? Outside?
Cornhole?
Cornhole?
Cornhole.
I had time to play cornhole, man. Like, I was enjoying myself. I barbecued. Like, it was amazing, you know?
Right. I haven't played cornhole since like.
Yo, Kobe's like the champion.
Yo, man.
Yo,
you're not lying.
Yeah. I beat him once. He beat me three times.
All right.
But yeah, but it's really about taking that time, you know, and a lot of us, and it brought everybody to like that even playing field. In some states are different, you know, like Atlanta, but
they're still a compound. But I digress.
I saw a post the other day, and it showed some parties for New Year's. I couldn't believe it. I was like, there's no COVID out there.
There's no corona. No, there's no corona in Atlanta.
They're good out there.
T.I. said it was Wakanda, so maybe they got the antidote.
Yeah, they got the Wakanda message, man.
And what's crazy is, like, I know people in Georgia who've been diagnosed with COVID. Like, that's the crazy part. Like, I feel like every week somebody's like, oh, so-and-so has COVID. I'm like, well, not exactly.
You know, the cure to COVID. The Haitians figured it out. It's called Berkeley's.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So, first of all, happy belated Haitian independence.
Yes.
And we could talk about that a little bit more, but we were having this conversation offline about the Haitian approach to curing COVID. And I don't know, you guys are getting healthy quicker than 25 did.
Yeah, no, for real. Let me tell you, my mom always keeps a bottle of Berkley's. Berkley's is like this nasty, for people who don't know, it was like this cough syrup that just, I don't even know what it tastes. It's like, what? How do you describe that, man?
Death. It tastes like death.
Yeah, it's white, it's disgusting. But the thing is, they discontinued in America, right? And they only sell it in Canada. But if you go to like the Asian stores or you go to the African supermarkets or whatever, they have it, right? And so my mom bought two bottles, and one of her friends had COVID, and she dropped off a bottle and cured her, right? And then,
the opinions expressed in this episode.
I know. Hey, I'm just telling you. So, you know, they make some different teas, and they have these different teas and all these things. But so then one of my aunts recently caught COVID, and my mom gave her the Berkley soup, and you know, she was good. So guess what happened? This past Saturday, my mom said, "Gene, I need you to bring me to Brooklyn to get like six more bottles to give it to get." And we had to literally drop it off in mailboxes of people who recently tested positive. You know, so we'll see. So when this episode releases, you know, you guys will know if they're cured.
Gene, I might need you to pick me up a bottle just in case.
I will. Trust me, I got one in my house now.
I need the insurance policy.
Yeah, so vitamin D, you got to take vitamin D, 1,000 milligrams, vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams, and a teaspoon of Berkley.
Mm. Let me tell you how I found out that I OD'd on vitamin D, right?
For real?
Because from the beginning, I was like, let me get my supplements in, what have you. Mm-hmm. And generally, I don't know if it's from working long hours over the years, genetic predisposition, but my vitamin D is always low. So I was like, you know what? I'm going liquid form. Drop her under the tongue. Like, I'm not even measuring. Like, I'm just hitting the vitamin D, right? Like, and then I went and got like my blood work done just to check all my levels for the year, got that doctor check-in. She was like, yeah, you know, what we expect, the level of vitamin D that we expect in your system is 79, right? Whatever the unit of measure is. Uh-huh. And she was like, yours is 83. So you might want to just go ahead and lay off the vitamin D. So yeah, I'm off vitamin D right now because I was actually over.
That's funny.
But yeah, I'm trying to stay healthy. That's all I know.
Yeah, no. Don't listen to them. Stay at 83, all right? because vitamin D is the cure, right?
So have you tried?
They try to get you to come back. They try to get you that vaccine.
Yeah, no thanks. We won't get into that right now.
Yeah, no. I won't get into that. No.
But have you guys felt any anxiety about remaining healthy or your loved ones remaining healthy?
It's really just getting people to drink water. Simple things like telling your family just drink water. You know, that's one thing I realized when the pandemic first started, myself included. You know, they said, you know, the liquor store was considered a, what you call that?
Essential business.
Wow. Pharmacy and the liquor store was considered essential. So there was a lot of drinking going on, but staying hydrated is just key. Staying hydrated is as simple as can be. Sea moss, I see a lot of people starting to be more conscious about just how they eat. So it's just trying to just give as much influence as you can. When I'm in the house, I juice fresh juices, making sure everybody else take a shot.
Yo, he just gave me a shot today. It was beautiful. Tell him what it was.
That one was carrot, celery, lemon, and ginger. So and some coconut water. So, you know, it's just...
I said, where'd you buy that from? He's outdated, G.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So it's understanding the alkaline aspect. So this is where it's just educating ourselves. We're at a point where we're starting to understand what we have to... There's no point of staying ignorant. You know, ignorance is a choice. There's too much information out here. You can just share with your loved ones and then implement it any way that they can. You can't force it on them. But just introduce it. You know, plant the seed. You plant the seed. 9 months later, they'll be in a different, you know, state of mind. So it's just playing your part in that aspect. We can't control everything else, you know. So I think the most important part is just keeping that faith as well, to know that no matter what, we're going to rise above it. You know, thankfully, you know, we did lose, you know, a lot of great ones this past year. But the majority of the family's still here. You know, Gene's pops bounced back real quick. And that's the beauty of just staying prayed up and just keeping those vibes around you, so that, you know, these type of pestilences, they go over the family and you just able to just keep it pushing. So I'm excited for 2021. It's a year change. You know, just to tap into the numbers real quick, 2 + 2 = 5.
Uh-oh.
Of change and transformation. So, you know, this 2020, you know, shook us up a little bit, but I think people needed that so that they could just embrace the change now. So it's going to be a great time to see people just hop out the cocoon and just get their wings and spread them. Yes.
Absolutely. So from like a brand perspective for you, Colby, and an income generation perspective, we know you're Zen no matter what.
Yeah.
How did 2020 impact you in that regard?
Help me understand how to work smarter. I've been working on some coaching programs, so it's so simple to just put it in products. You know, set them up differently, and understand that a lot of the teachings that I have, they just have to be simplified and put into a way that they can be just extracted from anybody coming in. So it's been IamTheAlchemist.com. I'm actually having that work on right now. You know, the courses and just teaching people the arts from the beginning, from, you know, simple aspects of meditation, and obviously, you know, what fasting does and how you can really just take this temple of a body and just tap into like your highest potentials, understanding just the duality of life, like, you know, the light and the dark, the up and the down, the masculine, feminine aspects, the principles, and that you can't live without the other, you know. And that's a big thing that especially when a lot of people, the clients that I coached, a lot of them were men, they were having a hard time tapping into that feminine aspect of just being present. Even just, you know, talking with Gene a lot of times, just helping just find a balance, because a lot of times we're just too up here, you know, trying to control everything. And we got to tap into the body, and that's more of a feminine aspect. And that's why, you know, it's a union thing. So it's just simplifying the teachings as simplified as possible. As you know, I've been on the journey like 10 years. So once you go through it, you figuring out a way. It's like, okay, this is like, it's not even like coming up with a religion, because that's how religion was created. That's not no longer dogmatic. It's a journey of self. So there's no really a right way to tell you how to be you. It's just helping you tap into this place to understand who you are, and then trusting yourself to just unfold however, you know, life was meant for you to unfold. So it's just really understanding how I could simplify it and just put it into small products for me to just, you know, scale it out a lot easier, and then also not have to put as much, you know, work on myself to constantly be there. So using the technology, it's allowed me to see how technology is here for us to be useful, and not to have to, you know, overexude ourselves in a lot of these ways. So it's definitely taught me how to think smarter, especially and use the tools that we have in front of us. We have everything that we need in front of us, around us, within us, and we really don't have to reach that far outside of ourselves.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you, Delisha, Kobe's the man, all right? Because if it wasn't for Kobe, while he was saying this, I was thinking about how to, you know, because March is January now. So I was thinking about March, right? And I remember we had this whole rollout, and I'm one way. Like, if you look at our picture on the Faith Grind Inspired thing, it's like, I got this suit, and he has his, you know, his, I don't even know how you, what is that?
My attire, my
Zen wear. Yeah, your Zen wear. He had his Zen wear. I have my corporate wear, and we're like back to back, right? And it's supposed to be like representing that balance, right? Because it's so different. But we're friends and we think the same sort of, but it's like we are on the same path for family legacy, you know, but it's, you know what I'm saying? So now I was in his world, right? You know, not by choice, you know what I'm saying? Because the world said, stop, Gene. Sit your ass down. And I know how that looked like. I know what that meant. And I was going, and at first, you know, I was listening. That's why I had to get off social media, DeMarcus, because everyone was like, yo, Netflix and chill with your family. And I was like, you know, watching Netflix all day with my wife, right? Literally, we went into theater, and I was like, and my wife was like, yeah, you built this room. You can finally use it all day. Like, have fun. So I'm sitting there for like 2 weeks. Watching movies, binge watching Blacklist, another show that came out, Black is AF, like all these shows, right? And all of a sudden I was like, yo, this is not me. I can't do this. So I called Kobe, I said, I need help, man. Meditate with me. You gotta do something, bro. And he's like, yo, man, you gotta dig deep into the inner self. So what does that mean? Your feminine self. I was like, yo, man. What does that mean? And so, but it finally started clicking in and I started cleaning, right? And that actually cleared my mind to make me say, oh, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. And so I created Outside. And then if you watch the episode or listen to the episode, the COVID grind, you'll hear me talk about Kobe's influence on it. So like, even though I meditate, but I meditate, you know, not professionally, like, you know, like what he does, but I do it for myself so I could focus on my day. But if you look at Outside, you would think it was Kobe's house, you know, because that it's like when people,
oasis.
It's an oasis, man. Like, but that was Kobe's influence on me, you know? Mm-hmm. So his words and his teachings are really powerful. And it's so funny because it's so simple, mm-hmm. you know, like he doesn't say these crazy things to you. He just, it's simple words, simple, just simple. Even when we were coming here, right, to set up this show, I'm sitting down, I'm like looking around, like, not, you know, pacing around. Kobe's making tea, Kobe's making shots. And I'm like looking at the time and Kobe's just taking his time and just chilling. And he got everything done. He made coffee, he made tea, he made the shots, he did dishes, like he got the computer set up all in 20 minutes. And then me, I would have been like, I can't do the tea yet because I gotta do this, I gotta make sure, let's do soundtrack. And it was just so funny to just watch him and observe how, like, he doesn't just talk about it. This is who he is. Mm-hmm. And it's making me a better person, man. So I'm lucky to have a guy like this around me. Because for real, I'll be going crazy. COVID, the pandemic would have been different for me, bro. Like if I didn't surround yourself with the right people is important.
Yeah.
My friends, they don't have the same outcome.
I told G, I was like, you gotta get rid of a lot of your friends, man. So they ain't for you, bro.
Yo, I haven't spoke to a lot of them either. You know?
Because, you know, the reality of it is a lot of the people that water seeks its own level, right? So you often gravitate towards people who kind of have the same energy. So other people who are go hard, go fast, we got to figure it all out, that kind of hum of, I say it's a hum of anxiety, really, like underneath the surface of like, we got to get it done. And all it does is you just exacerbate whatever issues each of you have. And it can be hard when you're like that. It can be hard to be around a Kobe because they're so relaxed. It almost comes across as like apathy, right? Like, my man, what are you doing?
Yeah, believe me, at first it was. When we first started doing the podcast and Kobe was around me, I was like, yo, you got, come on, man, come on, come on. And then I realized, I said, this is what I needed. Thank God the pandemic happened. But in the beginning, I was just like, I'm like, I wanted to like shake him, you know? But then I said, nah, this is exactly what we need, you know, because this is what I'm trying to teach the kids in the school, right? I don't want the kids to be like me, you know? Because in the wrong circumstance, being like me, if you grew up in the wrong community, it'll make you make the wrong decisions. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So if a person like Kobe that stops and thinks and processes, right, every move and just takes their time, you're going to make the right moves and the right execute the right way, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's why I appreciate it, man. And so
I'd say you know, in a way of what you're saying is 100%, but there's aspects of yourself, like you said, the humility to one, say that there's room. And then that's like, it's a place of like, Gene is going to constantly evolve. So I think there's just the ability to constantly be open to learn is what allows us to be great as individuals. But there's a lot of things that, as far as Gene, like you said, I've always looked up to his way of his grinding, because there's a time where it's a time to grind, there's a time where you need to sit down. And that's, I think that's what I said, the universe has given us all something that we needed in order for us to become better people. Because if we don't make the shifts within ourselves, then we just gonna stay stagnant. And the point of it is growth and evolution. And that's the only way we can leave a legacy, is really starting to understand and embrace, like, I can be better. I can really look at, you know, all right, this is where I was good, but I can always get better. And once you stop putting a cap on yourself, then you really, really, you're limitless. Like, you can really continue to make yourself become better in every moment, but there has to be an intention to do it. Or, you know, life's going to humble you. You're going to be like, you know, here comes Corona. And now it's like, you got no choice. So I say, a lot of people say it's better to prepare for that time, and instead of it, you know, just popping up on you out of nowhere, like Love Notes. We just did two episodes ago, and she was prepared for COVID. You know, she left her job right in time, left her 9-to-5, and now she's thriving in these moments because she was able to prepare. Yeah. But if she would have held it off until, like, she wouldn't have been prepared, this website wouldn't have been up, she wouldn't have been able to get the orders out. So it's important to just take that leap. Like, when that, take that leap of faith and step into your true, you know, aspect of who you are. And this is only always going to help him become a greater father, because Anu's going to have, you know, he has the hustle gene, but he's also going to understand the balance of it. And that's what we hear. That's why I think the show is so powerful, because it gives that, once again, the duality, so of both sides, and why you need both. So why it's important to have individuals that represent both sides that can actually influence the children as both, because they say, oh, dude, I could take something from him, I could take something from him. And that's what we're here to do as far as examples, as Black men, leaders, kings in the world, is to show that you can be successful, just be yourself. Mm-hmm. As long as you're being yourself, there's no right or way, wrong way, how it has to look. As long as you're authentic, facts, people will love you for the energy that you bring.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
One thing, too, that I want people not to feed into is, there's a term I have. It's regret is worse than fear. Right. A lot of people didn't make moves last year because they were moving in fear. Right. Some people just stayed where they are. Right. Because they went to hide. They ran away, you know, whatever it was. But this moment is probably not going to happen again. Right. So now it's going to be regret. I know people who their business grew tenfold, you know. But then I know all the people that they didn't want to pivot. Like, they were like, no, I'm not pivoting. I'm just going to shut down. And now, you know, that's it. So, but you have other people who are just like, oh, okay, this is not going to work. Well, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do online classes. I'm not going to write books. I'm going to teach people how to write books. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, you know, so I'm going to learn the stock market. If I knew the stock market, now I'm going to teach people how to learn the stock market. I have one of our, we have a guest. He's making thousands of dollars now because he's teaching. He had a free class or a free group before COVID. Mm-hmm. Now he's making thousands, and he's making people, teaching people financial literacy. Yeah. He's making people a lot of money because he's actually doing the work. Alvin, his name is Alvin.
Shout out to Alvin Parker.
Yeah. You know, so he has this thing called Robin Hood Killer. Robin Hood Killer 100 is his name. And so you see the pivot. That's what I love, man. But he didn't let fear hold him back. You know, he didn't let, and that's what I love about you guys, because you could have let fear say, you know what? Because you had an in-person platform. You know what I'm saying? Like, your thing was on, you recorded, you had people come in 2-3 at a time, and you recorded face-to-face. And so you guys did not stop. And it was inspiring me, because I wanted to keep going, but then I was listening to Kobe. And Kobe was, you know, basically saying, gee, do what's right, do what's good for you. And so one, the competition part of me, and not competing against you guys, but just competing against myself to be a podcast that never stops, continuously drop an episode every, you guys drop an episode every Tuesday, we drop an episode every Wednesday. Like, that was my thing. I was like, I love it. We listen to December 26th on Tuesday, Fave Grind Inspire on Wednesday. And if I felt sad, actually, when I stopped, right? But then it felt good to see that you guys didn't stop. I saw a lot of podcasts stop. But I was like, yo, keep going. And I was listening. And I noticed the variety. That's what I love, too, because once you guys went virtual, the caliber of guests changed. You had the producer that the wife, her husband's episode was like, I don't remember his name.
Michael Swanson from NBC. Crazy. Yeah.
Oh, episode was off the chain. Right. You started doing more two-parter episodes, which was really cool. You interviewed one of my clients, actually, but for the firm, she has this. Oh my gosh, she has a PR firm. Man, they out of Brooklyn. They were out of Brooklyn, but she moved to Atlanta, I think.
Oh, to Go With Hash, the technique agency.
Yes. What's her name? What's the agency?
The technique.
So ACA does printing for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, hearing those stories, because I never spoke to her, you know, it's always via email, you know, and her staff would always pick up the banners and stuff late night. And so we never communicated. So me hearing her story was amazing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so just listening to you guys and seeing that you guys, and matter of fact, to see how you guys pulled off the giveaway, still the turkey drive, still, I was really impressed, man. And to hear the extraordinary occurrences where you guys explained how you did it and how you called the turkey farm and they made you drive there and then you're in the car, Delisha, and then all of a sudden you seen your brother and your mom come back in the car with no turkey. I was like, oh shit, what's going down? So that's the story, and it worked out, and they gave me these fat turkeys, you know? It was cool to listen to it, you know? And that's what sort of kept my routine the same, right? Because you need some kind of, you know, normalcy, you know what I'm saying? And so to have you guys, I listen to my Ratchet show too. I listen to Joe Button's podcast. I listen to what's the other one called? Jink Tramps. Mm-hmm. I listen to that, you know? So it's not all business, you know?
Right.
So but because everybody kept going, you know, one of my guys, Sean Prez, he has a thing called Power Moves. And he was just like, Gene, you got to go. You got to change it. And I was like, no, we got to do it in person. We got to do it in person. And he was like, but you got to change, Gene. And then Kobe's like, Gene, you got to do it. And I was like, no, we got to do it in person. And so this year, this is actually our first one doing it this way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm down. I'm down to have it virtually too. I don't care, because so many people want to come on the show, but because of scheduling, in-person meetings, like it's so crazy. This whole thing, but like Kobe said, it's a lot easier to do it this way. And it's less stress on your life.
Yeah. I mean, I will warn you, because I think you and I are similarly situated in the way that we approach things.
Uh-huh.
It is an adjustment because the environment is not as controlled, right? Like when you have people come into your show on your ground, on your turf, you control all the elements for the most part, right? Even on this episode, we've had background noise. Y'all got homeboys walking around. It's a lot going on in the background. You just can't control the elements in the way that you do. I had to like let go of my need for perfection and like, you know, wanting everything to be crisp and quiet. And like, it's just all kinds of things.
People were disciplining their kids in the middle of the interview. Like, hey, get off that. Get down. Sorry, I was saying, like you were saying, can you repeat that question? It was wild.
The sun is shining in on them. They need to now close their blinds. Like, it's just all these things that happen. But that's like the real world. I mean, it's happened on TV. People are like beaming in MSNBC and their kids are rolling in. So you learn to lose, you know, perfection and everything to be pristine and polished because we're all doing the best we can. So yeah, it's very, the recording virtually and the things that happen, it's all 2020. Like now in 2021, just a bit janky at times, but it works.
Yeah, because I remember watching somebody's episode. They were in doing an interview and interviewing like a couple, and literally during the interview, the husband just gets up and goes and watches TV while the wife is talking. And I was like, this is why I don't want to do this. I was like, the guy just gets up out of the interview to go watch TV, and you saw him like turn around and go to the living room, like the way the camera was faced. Like she's just sitting there and she like looks like, but she kept going, you know? And I don't think they knew they were being recorded. I think they probably thought it was just audio. So
it's it was, a free show.
This guy just literally just got up and started watching TV. So, and yes, when you talk about the control environment, I get it. You know,
I think that's like the lesson of 2020. Like you do what you can with what you have. We realize much of our lives we're not in control of.
Yeah.
You flow with it. Like I think, especially in social media, digital age, everybody wants these perfect appearances, but that's not real life, right? No. And COVID has shut all of that down. You weren't able to get the haircut you wanted to. The women weren't able to pick up they wanted to, and people just powered through like, hey, this is me. But I think that we were already heading in that direction anyway with a lot of things because the shows that people really take to are the shows where people put their humanity and their authenticity on display. Gene, you need to be buttoned up with your suits and your ties and your immaculate mustache, but always keep it clean, right?
You always keep it. I had a beard during COVID, bro.
You had a beard during COVID?
Yeah, man. Oh, I got to send you some videos.
That's why you're on IG.
Yeah. I'll send you some video.
But that authenticity, I think, has really resonated with a lot of people and humanized a lot of people. And people realize, like, hey, I can try things. And it doesn't have to be anyone. It doesn't have to be. I don't have to have the best camera. I don't have to have the best lighting. It's something. If the message is there and the message is pure and the people can take where they're connecting and they're coming to it versus, like, something have to be some huge production.
Yeah, look at what D-Nice did to the culture, man. Like, D-Nice just had his phone and he was playing music. He didn't even talk.
Yeah. And now he has a whole set for Club Quarantine in this house.
Yeah, now he's been
to watch how he's evolved and how Versus has evolved.
Yes, Versus, look at Versus.
Right.
But did you guys see what Diddy gifted D-Nice?
Yes. I saw it. Bruh. One of 20 like custom made bars in the world.
Look, when I get that Diddy money, I'm definitely setting that whole thing to Kobe and you and you guys.
I can't wait. I was saying the same thing. I can't wait to get to a level where branded gifts of that magnitude to people that I care about for sure.
Bro, he had waiters making him drinks. With the gifts. I said, it's a beautiful thing. I said, and I was talking to my sister, and my sister said, that's all you got from it? Like, you want to do the same? You want to gift your friends? She said, yo, you're amazing. I said, I was like, I just want to be there to do the same thing for my friends that I feel added value to my life. Mm-hmm. So she was like, no. She's like, but that's why you're always going to be blessed, because you weren't thinking about, hey, I can't wait for Diddy to give me this gift. you were like, I can't wait to give this gift to other people, you know? I can't wait to be the Diddy to do this. And I said, yo, that's true. I guess that's be the blessing, right?
Right, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, but, this, huh?
I was going to say this year, I think for me, has taught me that I'm really in tune with my intuition more than I even probably thought, but also like the art of surrender, right? Because you know, I'm someone who's all about the decree and declare, and like if you think it, as a man thinketh, so is he, and like this is what I'm going to do, and you know, I'm going to forge ahead. And you know, I came into the top of the year, and I've talked about it on the show, like I was ready for a career pivot, I was ready for a home purchase. But it wasn't clicking, right? In 2019, like just wasn't the right thing. Wasn't the right house, wasn't the right career opportunity. And so I came into January like, we'll see what happens. Like, who knows? And both of those things clicked in a matter of days. It was like, I saw this house online and I felt this jolt in my spirit that was like, that one, go now, don't waste time, you know, whatever. Same thing, career opportunity was like, yes, go now. So I was in contract on the home. And I was preparing to make a career change when COVID hit, right?
Yeah, I remember.
Hitting me up like, you sure you want to do this right now? Like, you still buying this house? You still make, you know, and I don't talk a lot about my work on here, but they're like, you sure you want to make this next step? I was like, yeah, feels right in my gut. Like, I'm going with it. And everybody was talking doom and gloom to me. And now I'm laughing, right? Because had I not bought this house, and DeMarcus is a witness to this, the houses that go up around me, there's a for sale sign one day, maybe 3 days later it's in contract, right? And it's going over asking, and it's just the market is crazy. There's no way that I would have been able to get this house for the amount that I got it had I not moved when I did. And on the front, like I work in fintech. I work in fintech. We deal with stocks and assets and securities, like in the middle of a bull market. I'm busier than I've been.
Like
both of those decisions, I felt like, wow, you know, you didn't know what was coming, but you felt a sense of urgency and you acted on it. Then on the other side with artist surrender, like I had a schedule. I had a renovation schedule. I had things that I was planning personally that just were like up in the air. Like I closed on my home and construction shut down. Right. So moving in the middle of stuff being done, still living through that.
I had to put on my tool belt.
Yeah, he turned in peak Jamaican uncle. Like we're in here just trying to figure out what we can do. One thing that has come up with a lot of particularly professional women that I know, they're like, you know, I'm 39, I'm about to be 40. I didn't have a year to take off dating, right? I didn't have a year to just be in the house. I gotta find a husband and life is weird. How long are we gonna be stuck? And I started to
let the husband find you.
What was that?
I said, let the husband find you.
Yeah. So like hearing that energy from people and people asking me like, what are you going to do? Like you just home now, you can't date, you know, whatever. It really became like going inward for that peace and to say like, God wants good things for me and my steps are ordered. And a lot of amazing things have happened. And if they happen in a way that were so orchestrated, that part of my life is taken care of as well. And we may be stuck at home. Things may be weird, but that's okay. It doesn't mean that I've lost a year, right? So that's something I've been really working on, just to say that the plans that I thought I had or the things that I thought I had to be doing to move my life forward personally are not necessary, right? It's not necessary. Mm-hmm. Whatever's coming to me is still coming. So that's been a journey for me for sure. So yeah, I mean, so thinking about this year, we all don't know how much longer we're going to be stuck at home, right? So what's the plan for you guys? What are you excited about on the horizon?
Yo, man, I'm zenned out, man. So I'm let go, let God, man. You know, so I don't know. To be honest with you, this is the first time, this is the first year I'm not walking into the year with like I know what I'm going to do, but this is the first time where I'm not walking in with like a handwritten plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like this is the first year in 20 years. This is going to be my 21st year in business. And this is literally the first year where I'm just like, we're just going to let everything flow. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not going to make concrete plans, try to execute things, try to force things. I mean, there is one project that I'm going to launch, which is the planners.
Yeah.
But other than that, if Brooklyn Swirl opens, Brooklyn Swirl opens. If, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I get back into the schools, I get back to the schools. You know, I'm just going to take it day by day, enjoy my family, enjoy every single moment of it. I'm not going to answer every phone call when it rings. Like, it's not that serious for me this year. You know what I mean? Like, because I saw a lot of people die, a lot of young friends, a lot of my friends, a lot of them lost everything. And you see some people, life changed for the best, but I saw a lot of people lose everything. Mm-hmm. And so you can't take it for granted. You know, we can't have gratitude, but then go back. I don't want to go back to the way Gene was. You know, I actually like this Gene, you know? And so, thanks, Kobe. but I like this Gene, man. Like, this Gene is cool, man. Like, you know, I would have been at Kobe's house at 12 if it was before, you know? But I was like, you know what? It starts at 1. I'm going to give him his space. I'm going to get here at 12:35. You know, I'm just chilling, you know? Yeah, you know, I'm going to wear jeans. Like, we're on Zoom. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need to, you know, I don't need to be that guy anymore, you know? And so for this year, for me, it's more of, I'm going to take it day by day. You know, I'm not going to rush. I'm going to take my time. Like you said, Delisha, I'm going to listen to my neighbor. His name is Mike. He says, Gene, you have to listen to your innermost, He's from Ghana. And he's like, and it was the realest thing, because when something happens, and he said, you see? And I said, yeah, I listened to my innermost, Mike. And he was like, I told you, the innermost. So now my innermost is telling me, chill out, man. Sit your ass home, you know? But my wife, interesting thing is, my wife is seeing that too. She's like, I don't know about this innermost Gene. I can go back to Gene, you know? Because I'm like, she's like, yeah, do this, or let's do this. Let's go to Florida. And I'm like, no. You know, my innermost is telling me stay here. You know? So it's a little different, you know, now. So I'm excited to see how this Gene progresses in 2021. Especially because I'm turning 40 this year.
Wow.
And the big 4-0. So before, the other Gene was like, yo, I'm a rent a private jet, and I'm gonna take 40 of my friends, and ten of my friends, and we're gonna fly to Miami, and we're gonna have dinner, we have a great time, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna have a dinner in New York. I don't know if that's gonna happen. I don't know if I want it anymore. Like, I don't know, you know, so I don't know. I'm lost.
Yeah, it's literally
a day-by-day. I'm having a little therapy session right now. You know?
And listen, virtual therapy, I've been encouraging many people, like, find your little hour. Whatever it is, it doesn't necessarily have to be with a licensed therapist, but find your hour where, like, you just, just Delisha, throw it all out there.
Delisha is the virtual therapist, man, because, she be having grown men cry on her show. Talking about, I wasn't planning on doing this.
I didn't come into the show with like the intention of like breaking black men down. Like that wasn't what we started with. And it's become a safe space for tears for all. And I'm proud of it.
Yeah. That's good. It takes a lot. It takes a lot for people to do that. To really, you gotta have a good heart to allow people to open up that way, to create that safe space. But I think you touched on something powerful, saying that, you know, people felt stuck, and that stuck feeling is like some mentality, or seeing that the year is lost. It's like, that's a choice to see it that way. You could actually choose to see it like, nah, what did I learn from it? Mm-hmm. And that's something that we tend to like see things as bad times. And when we see it as bad times, we just suppress it. You know, we don't really embrace the, you know, the darkness, you know, we just tend to like run from it. But it's like, it forced you to have to sit here and just be like, no, we gotta sit and deal with it. Let me see what I learned from this. What did I learn about myself? Let me tap into my innermost to see, what do I have to learn? So you know, just to answer your question, it's integration. It's integrating that the light and the dark, and not seeing it as that. And that's something for me that, especially with all the dogma that I grew up as, and, you know, just with religion and stuff of that nature, there's something that's always put on bad. And I like to see it as like, not bad, but see it as like, you know, it's good, or it's something that you could learn from it, like a lesson that you could learn from that type of thing. No losses, just lessons learned. So I embrace it as that. It's like, what lessons can you learn? Not like, I just, this year is a waste and throw it out, throw it in the trash. Like, nah, like, really reflect on what you learned about yourself and see how you can implement so that you can make yourself and apply all these lessons that you learned so that you could just enter this new age and integrate all of those teachings and just embrace it. Cause as long as you're here, you got life, man. It's a blessing. You know, that's how you got to see it. You got another day. It's a blessing. So I'm grateful. Grateful is a great word to just touch on what you said, man. I'm grateful to be able to be here to start the year off with the December 26th, the family. It's a good feel to it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Especially you guys were super consistent. You guys really were a powerful force last year, man. Like, you rep for the podcasters, you know, and the entrepreneurs, especially because you were going through so much other stuff. Congratulations. I heard you guys are building a little studio in your house. So yeah, so that's nice. Dope. Yeah, that's dope. You know, that's the pivoting too, you know? And so so I love it. You know, I just, you have to learn, you know, like if you don't learn, like Kobe said, if you don't learn from last year, was great, to be honest, you know, you know, I hear a lot of, oh my God, some like 2020 was the most terrible year, but it really wasn't.
It wasn't.
Like, I actually made a lot of money, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I made money and I got to spend time with, I realized that the passive income that my wife and I built, we actually got to enjoy it, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And I had to correct someone because every time they saw like my backyard or came to my house and they were talking about me, they were saying, yeah, he put his PPP money to use. And I said, yo, bro, stop saying that, because I didn't even apply for it. You know, I didn't apply for it. I didn't, disrespectful, man. Like, you know, like, so I didn't take any money from nobody. You know, I didn't ask for no money. I didn't get anything. I didn't get no stimulus. I didn't get any of those things. And I don't want it, you know? So,
I'll take your stimulus.
You can take it, man. But I didn't want. Yeah, I was like, yo, I had to tell him. And the first time it slipped, you know, because I was busy. You know when someone says something and it goes over your head, but like the third time he said it, like, no, I said, yo, bro. I said, stop saying that. I said, wait, you think I use PPP money to do all this? I said, nah, bro. You know, so yeah, but I realized, like I said before, the most important thing that you really have is your health. You know what I'm saying? Because you can have all the money and then all of a sudden you get COVID. Next thing you know, boom, you know, you're in a respirator. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's it. You know, so all the plans that you know, I had a lot of big plans for 2020. A lot of big plans. And I was planning stuff for September. Think about what I said earlier. I was planning on being at 9 schools in September, and I was planning to do that in January, you know? And so that's a long time. And so, my confidence in, they're not closing down the school system. Are you crazy? Like, I was in the school system in early March talking to a vice principal of the school. And she was like, do you really think they're going to close DOE? And I said, absolutely not. There's too many homeless kids. There's too many kids that depend on the school system to eat, for shelter, for a place to go during the day to get them away from abusive parents. Not everybody, but a lot of people, you know, and in different communities throughout the 5 boroughs. And I deal with this population. So I know, you know, so I said, there's no way. Where are these kids going to go? Next thing you know, school shut down. I couldn't believe it. And that's when I knew. Well, the first thing that happened when I saw the NBA, this is before the NBA canceled their season. So I said that statement before the NBA canceled their season. So when I heard the NBA was canceling their season and March Madness, I said, wow. I said, all right, so you know what? I forget what I said about the saving the inner city kids, yo, because
they don't care.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's true. Think about it. Think about it.
It's not real. I mean, I don't remember like having that one moment where I was like, oh my God. It for me, it was just like gradual. Like we were supposed to be, you listen to the show, so you know, we were supposed to be in Georgia, like recording episodes. Yes,
Georgia.
Yeah, so it was like right on the cusp, like right when things started to turn and we were like, okay, what's going to happen? So we were going back and forth. And I remember calling Delta, right? I was like, okay, let me finally call, right? Before I called, I logged in to like see what the status of our tickets was. The first thing I noticed, because I got those tickets on like vouchers through my Amex or whatever, that they were like, oh, your vouchers have been extended by like a whole year. So even though you booked. So then I call, right? I call on the Delta. I'm expecting to be on hold for like 800 years, like whatever. Not that long. I was on hold for like 20 minutes. Chick answers. She's super nice. And the minute I like tell her, you know, give her my number, she's like, okay, so would you like to just cancel and leave it open or what have you? And I was like, yeah, I don't really know. And she was like, let me let you in on a little secret. If you, even if you would not have called, if you just wouldn't have shown up at the airport, they would have automatically just given you the ticket back to use whenever you felt.
Wow.
When she, now you all know how hard it is to change tickets,
yeah,
retain all the value. When she said that, that's when I was like, oh man, like this is, that was my first, I think,
oh wow,
this is real. If an airline is like, just not, don't show up. Like the ticket will be there.
Yeah.
And then just things just kept happening from there, right? And I remember I closed on a home. So I was dealing with kind of getting inspection, trying to get, and then my lawyer called me and was like, yeah, so we're not filing the documents. Like, you'll close, but there's no office open to actually file.
Yeah.
Like, I went to my closing and nobody, I had no celebration. There was no realtor, nobody. Myself and my lawyer on opposite ends of like a 12-foot table.
Wow.
Came in. He was masked. I was masked. All the documents for me to sign were already set up. Like, and wow. I signed everything. And like, that was it. Literally, they were like, okay, the keys are next to you. Bye, get out. Like, and I was like, okay, this year is going to be different. Like, I didn't think it would be this long. But that Delta call in closing, like, no, it was no hoopla. They literally were like, thank you so much. You know, goodbye. There was no champagne, no nothing. That's not too bad. Wow. Man, we're living in a different day and age right now.
Yeah, I don't have any luck.
Yeah,
a long story like that. I knew it was over when I saw people having church on Facebook. I was like, yeah, it's alive, like in the bathroom with a Bible, like, and people are going to church like outside honking their horns instead of clapping. Like, this is over.
Oh my God,
this is over.
Tell me about the whole drive-by birthdays, man. Like, we started doing. Shout out to my cousins, man. I have one of my cousins, Katie Ann, and she really became like the glue, man, you know, because she was having these Zoom, having our cousins do Zoom like Fridays.
Yeah.
So all the cousins would come on and we would, and then she had Zoom for the kids on Sunday. She had Zoom for the parents on Sunday morning for prayer. In the afternoon, the kids were playing together. She was creating games. And so it was one of those things where it was more of like trying to create some normalcy. And my son had a little bit of resistance with that, but because he didn't understand it, you know, he was like, why would you have to play on the computer? I don't want to do this. He would hang up. And I was like, you have to do it. You know? But now he's learning on, you know, in school. Through Zoom, you know, like, you know, and it's so crazy, but you have to adapt.
But you know, one thing before we let you guys go, I don't know if we've talked about publicly how you almost spent all that money on equipment to work at events right before COVID.
I talked to Gene about that. Gene, you know about that.
Yeah.
I was talking about launching a business right before COVID.
Yeah.
Capital raise and everything.
Yeah.
For event planning.
Yeah.
And I thank God. My grandma, and I thank everybody that I didn't do that because I'd be sick right now.
Yo, you are so right.
And the reason it got delayed was because, remember, I was a part of the capital raise. Right. I was like, you know what? Let me not write any big checks before I close, right? Because you know how it goes. Big like expenditures or whatever. It's like, let me just get to this close and I'll cut you a check and like we'll be good.
I'm so thankful you cut me that check because I would be sweating right now.
Yeah. No, you're right.
We ever talked about this on air is I was
I tell people what equipment is, but yeah.
Yeah, I was it has something to do with videography and photography for events and stuff like that. And I actually went to Gene because I run a lot of ideas by Gene. I always want his input, his advice. Do you know, can you put me in contact with something? And he's like, man, this is a solid idea. I know somebody in Atlanta doing this. I'll connect you, man. When you're ready, just let me know. So I was about to pull the trigger. And I thank God I did not.
I'm grateful that you didn't either.
He was like, oh, you can't lose with this. This is easy. Like, unless the whole world shuts down, like, there's no way you can't make money.
Unless the whole world shuts down. That's exactly what happened.
More equipment for the show. And we're going to roll some more content out in 2021. As, you know, Gene, alluded to, we got the studio brewing. So
yes,
it's a lot of good things coming.
And we'll be able to invite people over to record who want to use a studio space that's fully soundproof. So did not know how much soundproofing costs until recently.
Oh, my God. Girl, I could have told you. Yo, soundproof is no joke.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. And I think I ended up getting, I don't even think it's full 100% soundproof. I think it's like sound deadening because I was like, okay.
That's
my budget. That's going to have to work.
Yeah.
But, I mean, similar to what you were saying, Gene, like I'm excited for this year. We have planned some things. I know I've got to keep writing and all that great stuff you've heard me talk about on the show. But other than that, definitely, I don't have like the, and then I'm going to do this. And this is going to happen sort of in the way that I would. I'm just literally happy to be alive. Like, I'm happy to be alive. Another year to get it right. And to keep, you know, churning out this content. And if anything, last year taught me with this show, right? Because we had this whole thing of like, we get to this level, we'll be able to get the big fish. Last year taught me that people are a lot more accessible than I really realized. You know, we captured Christine Swanson through IG. Like DeMarcus just literally just sent her an DM. And because people were at home, they're just reading
it.
And she was like, you got to talk to my husband, who was amazing as well. And this goes back to your bag, Colby. Recently, I've just been saying, like, you know, it would be great to interview this person. And then the opportunity was presenting itself before I even do anything. Just like putting it out there, things are aligning in a way. So I'm excited to see who we get to talk to this year, you know, with that and just to really grow our audience. And we're watching those numbers tick up the average every week. So just hoping to continue on that trajectory and continue to partner and collaborate and do things as we can with all of our customers.
Yeah, it's all about being consistent, you know, with the podcast game. That was one thing that I wanted to stay focused on was being consistent. But by having the time to build on yourself, you know, that I don't want people to be too tough on themselves. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, like the personality that I have, I'm really rough on myself. Sort of like you, Delisha, where it's like, it has to be perfect. It has to be right. It has to be this, like, it doesn't have to be right. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect. You know what I'm saying? Just launch, just start. Like for Christmas, I gave my son a business, right? It's called newcanvasprints.com, ANU canvasprints.com. And you can check out the website. And we literally launched it in a week, right? And he already has two clients already this year. You know what I'm saying? Like he had a couple clients when we launched it from Christmas. But 2021, he already has two people, orders in production already. And so he's making money while he's on his iPad playing Roblox. And I didn't wait for it to be perfect. You know what I'm saying? And so you just launch, you just start it and take the shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, they always Kobe says it, right? Was it Kobe where he says you can't count the shots that you didn't take, you know?
Yeah, or something like that. You miss
100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah, exactly. You don't take. So that whole mindset, you know. So I'm like, so this year, literally, I'm just like in Brooklyn Swirl. I would love to. I'm talking about last year. I had this whole vision of like how Brooklyn Swirl is going to be reopened. What we were going to do. And I saw the grand opening, like the grand reopening. Like I saw it, you know, I had the vision for it. I saw how me and my wife and my son pulled up. I saw people. I even saw myself like tearing up to see like old past clients, like customers, you know, because you got to think about it. For years while we were closed, right, because of the landmark issue and all this other stuff. Like for years, every single day, I would see one or two people that would say, when's Brooklyn Swirl opening back up? When's Brooklyn Swirl opening back up? So we're finally in the position to open back. And God said, maybe I don't want you to open back. So I was trying to force, mm-hmm. I was trying to force it. And I always heard this thing where it says, man plans, God laughs. Mm-hmm. So I'm tired of God laughing at me, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not, that's why I'm not planning. I'm like, yo, God, you got this, man. I really give up. I seriously give up.
Right.
Like, I literally give up. Like, I'm not planning, you know, because every time, like I said, the school system is, to me, was like the unbreak. I was like, I got it. I figured out. So I figured it out. Like, there's nothing that's going to go wrong here, right? Because they're buying Gene. There's nothing that can stop this thing. And then God laughed again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, I'm telling you, I had a clear, clear, laser-focused vision of how this... I knew exactly what date we were going to launch. We were going to launch on May 30th, on May Memorial Weekend. I was buying a car. I had plates. I was about to order the custom plates called Swirl Bucks. So I'm telling you, and none of that happened. None of it happened, you know? And so, and to be real with you, the money that I used for my backyard and the renovations was for that. Mm-hmm. You know? That's where it came from. And so because I saved up and I was like, all right, I'm going to do this. And then it didn't happen. And so I said, you know what? Screw it. We're going to reinvest this money into my family, mm-hmm. you know, and it worked out way better for me, you know? And so I'm not mad at all. And I'm not stressed. This is the first time in my life I don't have really anxiety. I see clear, mm-hmm. and it's so cool, man, because now I see, I don't know how Kobe totally flows, but this is, I'm not totally like Kobe yet, but I see how he is, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, yo, Kobe is just, yo, wait, if you watch this guy for like an hour, you should just see, it's sort of like he floats, man. It's like, he just floats around. Yeah. This guy just chill, man, like... You know what I mean? So I just want to be, I just want that, you know? But, and I don't drink coffee. I don't have a lot of sugar. I don't drink. I don't smoke weed. I don't do anything that's like, but my energy is just so, I used to be so motivated and inspired by like the future, right? But then you don't know what the future is really going to look at. So you got to focus on now. Now I'm inspired, but I got to calm down. For now, you know what I'm saying? And something I noticed on Instagram and social media, and I was like, you know what? This is why I got to get off this thing. You're seeing a lot of people trying to sell everything, right? Trying to get rich. You got to get rich now. You got to get rich now. And so I'm telling some of my friends, like, yo, stop doing this. I get it. You're trying to make money. I'm not trying to tell you not to. But at the same time, stop pushing this narrative, because the mindset of what you're doing, people are chasing money and not building business. They're going to fail, you know? So in the long term, this is going to hurt the people that you're trying to help. So you should teach people how to really focus on, like, sort of, if you're going to pay for something, to be real with you, if you're going to spend money, I would suggest that you spend money buying a course from like a Kobe or someone that's teaching you how to slow down and process and learn who you really are versus trying to get rich. You see what I'm saying? Like buying these courses, like buying these, you know, and I'm in real estate 20 years and I'm telling you, it's so much harder than what people think it is. You know what I mean? Like it's so much harder. And you're not just going to wake up and say, hey, I'm going to wholesale a house. And
oh, everybody's on this wholesaling right now.
It's not that easy. You're not going to, you know, to flip a property, you need money. Like, and you're not just going to take out of nowhere. You've never done it before. You're going to get someone to give you $1 million. You're going to flip homes. No one's giving you a line of credit like that. Like, you know, so it's like, I'm not saying it can't be done, but it's very, very difficult, you know? And so I don't want people to buy into these false narratives. And so my advice for 2021, for anyone that's trying to get going on their career or whatever, because I'm talking in the way my space, my mindset is a person that's been doing this for 20 years. So I'm at the place where I can talk this, you know, and say, yo, I'm enjoying myself, right? Because I've been hearing, enjoy yourself, enjoy. You can't take all the money. My parents say this to me all the time. You can't take your money in the grave. Like, you know, if you kill yourself by working so hard, mm-hmm. your family's not going to enjoy it. Like, you know, I mean, your son is not going to care about the money that you left him. He wants his father. Mm-hmm. You know, and my mom was telling me that for years. And I was like, yeah, but I need to make the money now. So, but I'm like, yo, you know what? When I saw my father in the hospital, I said, yo, you know what? You're right. Because, yeah, if something happens to my dad, we'll get some insurance or whatever, or some money. But I don't have my dad no more. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm thinking about it for my son. I'm like, damn, yo, if something happened to me, you know, my son's not going to have me. My wife is not going to have me. You know what I'm saying? So, but for those of people who are starting and don't have families and, you know, I would just say, don't go after the get rich quick, plots. Focus on the inner, you know, we talk about the innermost, focus on the innermost, like focus on products, programs that are focusing on you and how to become a better you. Because when you focus on a better you, you'll make money. You know, you'll build your business, like you'll grow 10x. Like, but keep buying these courses and all these courses. Everybody got a damn course. And if everyone's selling you a course, all you're doing is making everybody else's pipeline richer. The key to this subscription thing is you sell it for cheap. Just like Amazon, Netflix, all these things are inexpensive, but you have, it's a numbers game. So you get all these people to spend money with you. And then so now you have residual income, sort of like rent, like my rent roll, right? But it's like $12, $26, $27, $19, $15, $9, whatever it is. But unless it's something like what I don't know the full thing of your course yet. But like, because I know it worked for me. So if it's not like that, or if it's something where it's teaching you, if it's not teaching you how to be a better person, or if it's not teaching you real game, not get rich quick. You're not going to buy this course and 30 days later, you're going to buy a home. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Don't spend $200. Don't spend $299. Don't spend $1 million. That's why it's so funny. One of the things that I noticed too with the COVID was they were pushing all these seminars right before COVID. And then all of a sudden, all these real estate gurus, because that's my world. So all these real estate gurus disappeared. All of them. And the real guys pop back up with like a new, you know, the ones that had the money, they popped out a different way. And so, and once they figured out how to put it on virtually, now they're going to do it that way too. But for a minute, I thought the market was going to change a little and be better, you know, but it came right back. You know what I'm saying? So just be careful, people. You know what I'm saying? 2021, be careful. Focus on your family. Don't focus on quick money. Do what's best for you. And long term, it'll be better. You know what I'm saying? You're in a marathon, not a sprint. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Absolutely. And I mean, we really don't have anybody to impress. We all are just at home
chilling. Yeah, man. Like you don't have nobody to impress, man. You don't gotta, you know, I see kids. I saw this kid in my neighborhood. He went and spent like $3,000 on renting a, I saw him with a Maserati, right? He had a Maserati during the summer and he had it and I thought it was his. So I said, yo, this is nice car. I said, this is yours? He said, nah, yo, it's rented. And I said, everything is closed. Who are you renting it for? And he just looked at me. And he didn't think about it. I was like, everyone's inside. Who are you signing for, yo? And then I said, you could have took this three. I was like, look, bro, you could have took this $3,000 and used it on something else, you know? But you're seeing in New York, a lot of these younger guys, they're buying cars. You could tell that they're rentals because the plates are not New York.
Right.
So they driving around these like Lamborghinis, Bentleys, you know, all types of crazy cars. But for what? Use this money on your business. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't know. I just got to focus. We just got to focus on ourselves and I'm trying to help people like stop wasting money. Cause I was 21. I spent money. I was stupid, you know, but you got to learn from it, you know, and you got to teach people not to make those mistakes. And hopefully by listening to this first episode of the year, it's like they would learn something. You know what I'm saying? Like, make the right decision for yourself. You don't have to impress anybody. You know what I mean? Like, there's nobody to impress. Who cares? Like, who cares? You got to be your authentic self. That's why I like Clubhouse, because there's no time to like curate your answer.
Mm-hmm.
There's no time. You don't have no. You can't delete and repost. You can't redo it. Once they put you on a stage and you start, and they ask you a question, if you don't know if you're full of crap, and they ask you a question, you get exposed right there.
Right.
Right there. So if you're not knowledgeable, don't raise your hand. You know what I mean? Like if you're putting a, like, I would never start a room talking about entertainment lore. And then Delisha's in the audience and Delisha's like, So you entertainment lawyer? Cause there's a lot of fake lawyers in there too. So for real, there's a lot of like fake everything in there. So there's some real attorneys, but there's a lot of posers. And they were talking about that. This scam, people are scamming on Clubhouse, you know? And so having a real attorney that like yourself on there asking questions and exposing stuff, and not even exposing, but just being real. That's where we at. We are at a place where it's all about being real, authentic, and true to yourself, period.
And I think that's a good place to conclude here. Find your innermost, go within, yeah. Stop spending frivolously to impress, and maintain your authenticity. That's all a word.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a word.
You know?
Any final
Amen.
Words?
Amen.
Any final words?
Amen. For you, DeMarcus.
Huh? For me?
You
say something. I'm over here in the church like the deacon, like, well.
Collect the plate. Collect the plate.
Yeah, I just tell the audience, man, we got a lot of good things coming. I know Gene and Kobe have a lot of good things coming too, but be on the lookout, you know, for us to start rolling a lot of this micro content and doing a lot of new things in 2021. That's all I got to say.
Yes, people know that I'm really kind of in the dark when I'm not doing this show. That is supposed to change this year. So I'll be pulling the curtain back a little bit more of my thoughts and my lifestyle and just the way that I see things. So I can't say I'm really excited about that. it's necessary.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Of my comfort zone, for sure. So I'm excited to have impact. Let me say that. But it's
I like that.
It's forcing me to expose myself in a way that, like, I encourage guests to do on the show. So be on the lookout for that. We're looking forward for more collaboration opportunities and intersectionality between our show and yours. So I'm excited, man. I'm really excited. Calm, but excited. Colby, anything you want to add?
I'll touch right on that. It's about really just taking in everything that we've learned and keeping it moving to that next stage of life. So I'm excited to just more creation, just life getting a lot easier and a lot better for us. Alignment, something that's really, really essential, important, and really realizing that, you know, we can create a world that's really seamless. It's really up to us. We don't have to think in this box mentality. So I'm just really just about just finding the alignment and like you said, sustainability and legacy. We here to really just make it sustainable, where it's not something that's out of our reach. It's something that can last forever, and we have the time to be able to spend with family and do the things that we understand are really essential, that we may not have understood how important it was in the past. So really just making time for all of that stuff so we can make the life align in every single way, you know, mind, body, spirit, family, financially, in all those types of ways. So I'm excited. I'm excited, family. And I look forward to just seeing everybody's growth and continuous growth.
For sure. To our audience, you know the drill. You enjoyed this episode. If you've been motivated and inspired by it, even if it's just motivated to sit down somewhere, tell somebody about it. Let them know. Like, share, subscribe. Now you got two shows to support. If you're a 26er fan, yeah, not familiar with Faith Grind Inspire, please go check them out. They're turning out great, great content over there. Gene knows I love him as well. And now Colby's in on it too as well. So we're happy to have them in our family. Go support their show, support ours, tell somebody about it. And as always, you know the drill. Remember to be extraordinary on an ordinary day. But before I say take care, I don't know if the folks over at Faith Grind Inspire have their own sign off that they want to include as well.
Yeah. You want to do it? Well, Faith Grind Inspire, my grinders out there, we want to thank you. We want to say thank you, December 26er family, cousins, for having us, right? And this was a great, great, great episode. No part twos, okay? This is just one. We're not going to cut this into two. It has to be one. Yeah, one episode, right? And so so follow us, follow them every Tuesday before you listen to our show and watch our show. Go to their website, go to their podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, and follow them. December 26th, they have really, really great guests. You guys are episode like 130 something, 140 something.
Oh, come on, bro. You listen to the show every week. You know, this will be 153.
150-something. Yeah, 150-something. Yeah. And so now go listen to all those episodes and then listen to ours.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, see, those are the bloopers, right? So anyway, go check them out. And thank you guys for tuning in to another great episode of Faith Grind Inspire and December 26th of Collabo. And it's interesting because we didn't have our face-to-face, but this is the collab virtually, which is really cool. So it happened in God's time. This is what happens. This is why I said God laughs when we plan, right? And so God is smiling now. He's not laughing at us. And you can follow us every Wednesday on every DSP and also on Instagram. It's Faith Grind Inspire. My personal one is Mr. Alert. And it's Kobe's is
@IAM_TheAlchemist.
Yes. @IAM_TheAlchemist. And Delisha, I can't wait to see more content. And I gotta say, DeMarcus, man, your Instagram had me rolling. You had, I think, I forgot what video it was, and I loved it, man. I loved it. It was like towards the end of the year.
Was it a recap?
It was like a recap. Yeah. Oh man. Yo, Delisha, I don't know if you saw that video, but that video.
I did not see my appearance in that video, but I saw it.
Yeah. No, that video was great. So you guys got to follow DeMarcus. DeMarcus, give me your handle, bro.
My handle is Mr. Adisa, M-R, period, A-D-I-S-A.
Yes, yes. All right. And what's yours, Delisha?
Mine is Delisha, D-E-L-I-S-H-A, J Grant. I promise you, you'll see me more online in 2021.
Yes, facts. So continue to grind, continue to shine, and keep going no matter what.
Thank you for listening to the December 26th podcast. I am your host, Delisha. This episode was produced by DeMarcus Adisa, and music was provided by Thovo. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at December 26er. That's December 26er.